Hello, you're listening to CITR at 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people, and you are listening to Noise Complaint. Today, we're having a local band, Infidelity, on air, and my name is Mahalia, and I will be hosting the show for today.
Thank you. Thank you. from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's R-I-D-E-O-N Bike Shop. See you there!
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
What do you love, and what do you love about it? My name is Ewan, and with I Love You Hour, I want to know. Come join me bi-weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to discuss music and the stories we connect to it, either in person, on the phone, or through messages at I Love You Hour on Instagram. That's I-L-U-V-U Hour on Instagram, or through email at iluvhour@gmail.com. If you love sharing music and telling stories, listen to I Love You Hour bi-weekly at CITR 101.9. And remember, I love you.
It's Nardwuar, Human Serviette, and you're listening to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM at doo-doo-loo-doo, doo-doo.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unceded Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unceded Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
All right, you're listening to CITR at 101.9 FM, and my name is Mahalia, and I'm here with the band Infidelity.
What up?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we just listened to your beautiful ambient set, which I noticed, I listened to your album earlier, and it's very different from your album. So how did you get into the ambient music? How did that come up?
We decided today that we were going to do an ambient set.
This morning, I texted Luke, and I'm like, wouldn't it be funny if we just did like a 30-minute ambient thing? And then I was like, I'm kind of down to do that. And then Luke was like, should we actually? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And then we came up with all the parts today. He hadn't played saxophone in like forever. I was like, it would be so sick if he played saxophone on this. And then he learned like a couple notes on it, and then just like reverbed it a ton, and then we just kind of went for it. Like it wasn't too bad, actually.
No, I thought it was good.
The 30 minutes went by really fast. Like I was like, we got to be at like 10 minutes by now. Yeah. And Luke is looking at me. He's like, it's been like 30 minutes. Looking at the phone because I was filming it.
Yeah, I wonder when that fell over though. We had our phone propped up, and then it was just like our collective phone, and it was propped up, and then it fell over. So now we don't know. I don't even know if that was 30 minutes. Was it?
No, that's what ambient music does. Transports you.
Yeah. Just puts you in a different place. Yeah.
We had done like this ambient thing with, I think you had Kid and PJs on the show a couple, like last week or something. I'm not sure. But we had, like, we went over to his house, shout out him, and we were like making stuff and we were like, yeah, you know, this is cool. And then Luca was like, let's just make something that's like super ethereal. And we sat down and then like we just transported into this crazy thing. And then we were like, yeah, we got to do more of this. So that's why we decided to.
Do you ever meditate?
Yeah.
It was like, you know, like that like feeling when you finish and you breathe out and you're like.
No, 100%. I was just talking to Michael about that. And I was like, this feels like the music they play like at the end of your meditation, which I think is so sick.
When you're coming back in, you're
coming back to life.
It was pretty ominous at the beginning. I was like surprised at how like ominous it got at the beginning. I was like, oh, I didn't expect this is where it was going, but
it came back.
Yeah, then we came back.
With the saxophone too, I was just thinking like you were using it as like a percussion at one point, which I thought was so sick. Like, how did you come up with that?
I was just scared to try and play new notes, honestly. I was like, oh, I got to do something that's not the same thing for the next 10 minutes because I thought people were just getting – I was getting bored of what I was playing.
It sounded so cool, though. I was like, holy, that's a cool, innovative thing to use.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. So how did you find each other? Like, when did you meet?
Okay. We met in 8th grade in music class, and we met in art class, and he was standing behind this girl, but, like, she was, like, 6 feet tall, and then Keenan was, like, 5 feet tall.
I'm, like, 5 feet tall.
So his, like, head was just, like, at her shoulder, and he's like, what are you guys doing there? And I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. And then we just had, like, the same sense of humor. We'd watch the same YouTubers and stuff like that. And then in grade 9, we had no like musical background at all. And then in grade 9 we started like rapping. Let's do this. And so we were SoundCloud rappers for a little bit. But you know, now we're here. So at CITR, and maybe next time we come by we'll do a freestyle set for an hour and a half.
That would be so good. I feel like every 8th grader who's like into music at all has indulged in the SoundCloud world.
Yeah, exactly. Like. You have to do it at some point.
It's like a stepping stone.
Yeah.
So
if you don't start rapping, then you're not even a musician. Yeah. Everyone raps.
So where did you get the name Infidelity? And have you ever cheated?
Getting hot and heavy. Never cheated. I wanted to do a brand for like forever. Mm-hmm. And I would always draw out like clothing ideas.
Okay.
And I had three different names that I was gonna use for like a clothing brand. And then Keenan and I started making music, but the SoundCloud was just under his name, so it was just Keenan Gray, and I was like, we gotta have like a name for both of us. So it's like, this is our stuff. And then we were like sitting there for 5 minutes, we're like, I can't think of a single thing. And then I was like, oh, I got these brand name ideas. And it was like
Pa DMA.
Yeah, Pa DMA, which meant no friends in French. And then it was Beowulf and then Infidelity. And we were like, Infidelity is like the least corny out of all those. So I guess we'll just use that.
And it works. Yeah. So when was that? Was that also like junior high?
Yeah, 2017.
2017.
Okay, lifelong friends then.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. So you're based in Vancouver. Is there any like places in the city that get you inspired to make music or like favorite spots to go?
Green Auto has a lot of cool bands that go there.
Yeah.
They always have a lot of good stuff.
I feel like, I don't know. I would say just kind of doing stuff with people more so than the places, I think. The people inspire me more than the places.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, because I'm new to Vancouver. So I'm.
Where are you from?
I'm from Calgary.
Nice. Oh, so everything out here is like awesome.
Yes. Yeah. It's a dream.
It's like, oh, cool. We got, you know, mountains. You don't have those.
No, they have mountains.
We actually do have mountains. All right,
guys. Well, we're on the air. So we can go back and erase that.
Okay. Okay.
So, bleep that out. Bleep it out.
Yeah. cut that.
But me and Isaiah were talking about how your new album, The Swan, sounds, I played it and it sounded a lot like a movie score.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So if you could, which films have inspired your music, if any? And
easy.
Okay. Lighthouse.
The Shining for sure.
Oh my God.
Just like so favorite. Much Stanley Kubrick for sure.
Django Unchained.
Yeah.
That's such a crazy movie. That's like, oh.
A lot of
Quentin.
Yeah, those are the main guys, though. Those are the main ones. Yeah.
Wes Anderson.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of his aesthetic.
No, The Shining soundtrack is so good.
Yeah.
We're like the intro.
2001.
I'm a very like visual kind of guy when it comes to like being inspired for music in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
So those movies like visually have inspired me to in the way that we make music, I guess.
Anytime we've 100%. Like made music, we've always had like some sort of like visual thing that sparks it first.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's not really that, we're kind of like, I don't know what we can do with this. We run out of ideas very fast unless there's like a surrounding like image or idea.
But we've definitely gotten that. At least I've gotten that a couple times when I've talked to people about it. Like they ask me if like the album means anything because it sounds like it is like telling a story or something.
Mm-hmm.
It to us it doesn't mean any, like there's no like real meaning to it. But if someone I guess picks up a meaning to it, then
yeah,
that's
because I was thinking about that too. I was like, oh, this sounds definitely like there's a story being told here, but.
Was there a movie soundtrack that you thought it sounded like specifically?
No, I was just like, someone should make something.
Yeah, and okay. Use this
because it's, you know what I mean? I could just, like you said, it's like visualizing it. It sounds like, well, yeah, I always feel like all the arts are very interconnected as well. And
yeah.
So
they
inspire each other and bounce off each other.
Are you inspired by more like visual or audio stuff when it comes to?
I would say probably more visual as well. Like, I'm a visual artist as well. And so, and I also play guitar.
Fuck yeah.
And had a band. And so I feel like you can use those, both of them, to like go in and out. But
sorry, it's just swearing on the air.
Did I swear?
Did we?
No, he did.
What did I say?
Oh, I can't say it again.
Okay. Okay, moving on. No, but yeah, I feel like the arts are just all good, especially with dance as well. Brings in.
Yeah.
But if you can make a score for any movie, which one would you pick?
So many good movies.
Probably those exact same ones that we just listed for me, at least.
Nosferatu was really sick.
Oh.
You know, did you guys see that?
You know what would be a really good one? The Green Knight. I don't know if you guys ever saw that one.
No, I never saw it.
The Green Knight would honestly be pretty fire to make a soundtrack.
Wasn't that Robert Eggers?
No, it wasn't Robert Eggers. That was a fire movie, though.
It was a movie that you and Hud were like raving
no,
about.
No, it was good. And that was that movie I was like watching in the theater. So I was like, this is what makes me want to get into sound design. Like, I got it.
That's so sick.
I never did. But
okay, shout out. I'll go watch that.
Yeah, it's super good.
Okay. Good. Especially with your album as well. Like, there's very like different genres that come in and out. So would you say you believe in genres? Because I know a lot of musical artists are kind of going away from that genre title just because it's can be limiting. Some people say, would you believe?
I believe in genres, but at the same, like, people ask us what our genre is, and like, it's like impossible to explain. I don't really know like what it is. I don't know. What about you?
I've never felt until like when we were doing like rap stuff, it was like, oh yeah, I know exactly what this is. Mm-hmm. But now it's reached a point where it's like, we did like a very. I think our albums have genres, but I don't think we as a whole are like in a genre. Like whereas like you'll have like Tyler the Creator, where it's like his thing is hip hop,
mm-hmm.
but then you'll have like an album like Igor, and it's very poppy.
Yeah, that's especially with Tyler the Creator too. He can get so alternative.
Yeah.
In the same album as like rap and stuff, which I feel like yours kind of reflects as well. It's like it's very experimental, and then it goes in and there's this amazing bit of jazz, and I'm like, oh wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how did you decide to like put in some jazz in there because I thought that was great.
I like jazz is like over the last 3 years since our album Fly Summer Dragon, we like I've been so into just jazz and like that, just like learning like how expansive music can be and like what you can do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just love implementing those aspects into it. Like I feel like it's such a part of what we do now that it's like it's always going to be, I think it's always going to be there.
Yeah,
just because I don't know, it just like opens so many doors, just like I don't know, like just music theory and stuff like that. I don't know, getting into all that stuff really opened up,
yeah,
like all the possibilities of what you can do.
I feel like jazz too is such like a foundational basis for a lot of different music genres, so I don't know,
especially stuff that's like pushing sound right now. It's a lot of like, mm-hmm, like Jordy Greep, Black Country, New Road, like those kind of,
even Tyler too.
Yeah,
Tyler takes so much jazz,
like neo,
yeah,
soul,
yeah,
that kind of stuff.
Like I think a lot of I don't know, I think jazz is at like the center of everything pretty,
yeah,
much,
yeah,
when it comes to music.
Definitely right now it is. I don't think, yeah, because jazz, yeah, I don't know.
That's
I'm not gonna start saying something
stuff,
I don't know.
If you think about it, that's the stuff that always like gets people to like turn their heads or something, is when someone does something that's like unorthodox or is like in like a different key or playing some weird notes or something. That's all jazz, like that's all that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm,
I think it's, I don't know, I feel like it makes the most impact out of any genre, I think, because we've been getting really into, I've been getting really into Pharoah Sanders recently.
Okay.
And like, it's just like, I don't know, like so much of his music is just like game changing to me. And I just never like realized how you can do these long, like instrumental pieces and just like not have it be,
mm-hmm,
and just not being afraid to have it be like boring or like have like lull points or like, yeah.
Not everything has to be like
in your face, like
constantly.
Look at this. Yeah.
Yeah. It can be very quiet. You got to go to the symphony, man.
Yeah, I do.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Have you guys been to the symphony? Holy
no.
Shit. The symphony. Sorry. Holy crud. The symphony is unreal. My girlfriend and I went. I was just taken aback, man. It's just unreal what they do. They had this one lady doing a little violin solo. She came out, she bowed, everyone was like clapping for her, even like her team and everything. Enough said, I can't spoil any more of that, guys. But that classical music, that's something that's interesting. It's classical music has been around since like the jump,
mm-hmm,
when they, you know, made instruments, and now it's like now it's sticking around, it's not going anywhere, and it's that kind of music to me is genuinely timeless.
Yeah.
Classical music. You try it out. Try the symphony. So it's just a little thing. I was, you know,
okay.
Subtle.
Shout out
subtle
symphony.
Plug.
Shout out symphony.
Shout out.
Don't want that air. Shout out symphony.
Is there any like other non-music related influences that inspire you guys?
All right, you can go. I'm not sure.
Yeah, probably. I think Anthony Bourdain, for
Ooh.
Sure. Okay. He's like personal hero of mine. Just like I'm huge into food. Check out check out my food channel, Lou Cooks Food on Instagram. I make food on there. yeah, Anthony Bourdain is definitely one. I read his book Kitchen Confidential a couple years ago. Mm. For a while, I was really inspired by David Goggins, just on like a mental. I was getting super into like working out and just all that kind of stuff.
We had like a whole year where we just did like crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Like we're
yeah watching
like both. Yeah we where we did crazy stuff like just like crazy
we
like
we did this 4x4x48, which is running 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours straight.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And we did that, which like literally like does nothing for you in the grand scheme of things. It was just like, yeah,
it was just
that.
It was just sick to be like,
it was,
yeah,
so
yeah,
stupid.
We did that. It was awesome,
but it was fun. We did that. We did a 75 hard that,
ooh,
yeah, that was like all like,
yeah, we did that, yeah.
David Goggins inspo for a time. Now it's just like, you know, it's kind of corny.
Yeah, it's just kind of
just like, dude, you don't need to be up at 2 a.m. working out. Like, wait, you can wake up at 7, it's okay.
It wasn't, you know? The 75 hard, like how many workouts a day did they
two?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
two.
But it's
rough.
Fun. recommend it to anyone who's like trying to get into like a discipline type thing.
Yeah.
It keeps you like on your toes for shit. Because if you want to be like, if you want to complete it, it's like you have to sacrifice certain things. It's like, okay, well, if I'm going to do this, I have to wake up at 6 a.m.
mm-hmm.
to do this workout so that I can go out at like, you know, 4 to go do whatever else you wanted to do during the day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
It gives you like a good sense of discipline.
Like a good schedule.
We somehow got into like talking about like working out.
Yeah. Also recommend that. Go to the symphony and do the 75 hard at the symphony. Do push-ups with the team.
Anyways.
But back to your album. I know. I'm taking you back. I know you said it doesn't like sound like a story, but you weren't like thinking of it like that. But especially like I noticed your transition out of Towers, song.
Oh,
it's like simultaneous. Like,
Yeah.
I didn't even notice there was a song change, and so it just goes up and down like in really smooth waves. So. Did you, like, spend a lot of time with production with that? Or
Transitions from the beginning has always been, like, my favorite thing to do
in
albums. Like, I love when, like, my very first, like, time that I was, like, that, like, I heard, like, a crazy transition was Super Fast Jellyfish by Gorillaz going into Empire Ants.
Okay.
That was, like, that blew my mind that you could do, like, that kind of, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but, like, that transition was, like, whoa. And like because the internet, Childish Gambino, like the transitions that are in that one mm-hmm. are just so sick. Like all like just all of that, like I feel like you need to have good transitions in an album to make it feel like something. But yeah, but like the Towers going into Complicated Word Generator, like that's like I love that transition because it just keeps it going. And it's like, but it feels like when you realize it's its own song, like it feels like its own thing, but it can also be combined with Towers at the same time.
Yeah.
But transition, I love transitions in albums. So that's definitely a big part of the production, I would say.
I don't know if you listen to it, just from this is like off topic, but did you listen to like Lil Tecca's new album? the transitions on there are like
crazy.
So good. Like actually crazy production on his part, but anyway, I don't know why I started talking about Lil Tecca.
No, Lil Tecca's peak, dude.
Listen, we got into like talking about working out and all that.
Yeah, shout out Lil Tecca. I was gonna ask again, since you were talking about that, do you think especially with your new album, like do you think it's more of like a people listen to it as a whole, or can songs stand on their own in albums? Like, would you say?
I feel like we've kind of, I don't know, we kind of went away from doing full albums, like
mm-hmm.
cohesive albums for a while. I feel like we're like there's some really good examples of cohesive albums now, like coming back. But what was the question?
I was just asking like if you think albums should be listened to only like all together, or if certain songs can stand like on their own.
I think both, depending on the album. So like as I guess like Lil Tecca's album, since we were talking about it, like I feel like that's an album that you could probably listen to like different like songs just on its own.
Yeah.
And there's some albums like I was talking about Pharoah Sanders earlier, but mm-hmm. his Promises, like that's one where it's like you've kind of like have to listen to it front to back for it to be like
at least on a first listen and a second listen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and a third listen.
Yeah.
But, like, it really just depends on the album, I feel like. I don't know. What do you think?
I think most of the time, I think if I listen to an album front to back, like, I'll do it a few times if I really, really like the album. But there's most of the time, I'll just, like, take a song and just be like, and just run with it,
mm-hmm.
you know? Or I'll just, like, be skipping through the album. I'll be like, this is fucking insane, man. I gotta stop swearing, dude. It's like
it's so built into our vocabulary.
Yeah.
What about your album? Would you say people should listen to it all together?
Oh, I like that's the only way that I've ever made albums.
Oh, okay.
Is like front to back listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say the way that I've made albums. Fucking we've made albums, but just albums in general. Like that's the way that we've always done it. Like
yeah.
Yeah, listen to our album 10 times in a row, front to back, over and over again. Download a Spotify, make a new bot account, and then bump up the plays tenfold.
I feel like that about a lot of Rush's music too. Did you ever like?
I fuck with Rush. Yeah, yeah.
Does that inspire you?
Sorry, God.
Okay. Well, thank you. We're kind of running out of time here, but
play it off the air.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much, Infidelity, for coming here and playing some awesome ambient music for us.
Thank you so much for
having us. Again, you're listening to CITR at 101.9 FM. My name is Mahalia, and I hosted Noise Complaint for today. We also have March 9th, 6 p.m., Often Wrong.
On the show.
On the show. Yeah. So, that's it. All right. Thank you so much for listening.
See
Bye.
You.
Bye.